Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
A ban on social media use for children under 16 must be given serious consideration, according to the Thánaiste Simon Harris, who has said there's a ticking time bomb in relation to smartphone use with younger people. Let's get more on this now. I'm joined by Mary Regan, political editor with the Irish Independent, and Alwyn Moran, who is child neurological developmental therapist. And Mary, I'll come to you first, and it's lovely to talk to you. A new iteration with the Irish Independent. It's the Thánaiste Mary talking about this ban. He's saying very clearly that he wants to look at what Australia is doing. What sort of system have they got going in Australia?
Yeah, so Australia has just introduced new laws recently which effectively will ban anyone from under 16 from using social media apps. That includes Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and X. And what it means really is that the platforms themselves will have to take reasonable steps to prevent under 16s from having an account. Now, what it actually means in practice isn't fully kind of fleshed out yet. You know, their laws aren't going to come into effect essentially till December. And there's still uncertainty about how exactly they'll work in practice. But what they're saying there is that there should be age assurances technology they'd be offered to users when they go on these apps, and they might include things like facial recognition technology, fingerprint technology. Now, that technology in itself is a bit, experts are sort of not in agreement on how exactly it would work. For example, if you had a facial recognition technology, there is a sort of margin of error, so it can misestimate your age by between 1 and 3 years, mm-hmm. which mightn't matter too much if you're in your 40s, but if you're, let's say, an 18-year-old adult in college trying to connect with your friends and this app thinks you're a 15-year-old, then it's problematic.
Cause problems. So the Thánaiste mm-hmm. then saying that this must be given serious consideration. What does that mean in terms of what the government is actually planning to do about it?
Well, I think he was opening up the door really and the conversation to get some action moving in this space, because he says this is an area that requires a lot more action from legislators here than it's already getting. And there are digital age of consent laws here already, but the Thánaiste is saying they're not effective. There are many workarounds, and those workarounds exist to the extent that 94% of 18 to 12-year-olds are on a smartphone, and 84% of that age group use social media. So the majority of 8 to 12-year-olds are already using social media. So the laws here on digital age of consent aren't really effective in clamping down on this. Mr. Harris is saying that very serious consideration should be given to the idea of having to be 16 before using social media. He's saying this is an area we should act on. And his approach that he's suggesting is different to what happened in Australia, because in Australia, they went ahead, they ploughed on with the laws, and then they're figuring out how they'll work in practice. But what Simon Harris is suggesting is that all parties in the Oireachtas should work together, perhaps have an Oireachtas committee to work out how these laws would work and then go ahead on them. And he's saying Ireland won't be browbeaten by anyone in relation to this. And I think what he's getting at there is that these social media platforms, they now have the backing of Donald Trump behind them. And that's putting pressure on the Australian government now, those platforms are. But I think Simon Harris is saying, look, if we're going to go ahead with this, we won't be browbeaten. So it's certainly the start of what looks like some sort of movement towards this law, which is quite radical and remarkable in Australia in one way. But also it's something that's kind of politically uncontroversial, because a lot of public support would be behind this, and there's likely to be cross-party consensus around
it. As you've alluded to there, it will be politically controversial on the international stage. I mean, is this the right moment to raise this when people are so conscious that Donald Trump, you know, could take an aversion to Ireland on foot of this? And, you know, we've just been speaking to Peter Burke at the top of the programme about how we're going to deal with tariffs and the impact of them on the Irish economy.
Yes, and you know, this has always been a sort of something in Irish politics, that the tech companies do have a lot of sway here. They have strong lobbying, of course. They're so central to our economic model here. And back in the debate previously about the digital age of consent, the Fine Gael government at the time wanted that age to be lower at 13, and the opposition parties themselves sort of kicked up and wanted that age to be higher. So Simon Harris seems to be making a strong enough statement here, in the sense that this is something we have to go ahead with. The UK government, for example, isn't planning or says it has no plans to bring in such a ban.
Mm-hmm.
But I think worldwide, there does seem to be a bit more of a movement to follow the Australian model. And I guess if it was happening on a more international level, it would give Ireland, you know, some, you know, safety in terms of lobbying in that sense. But it, there's also the factor then to take into account that there are EU laws, the Digital Services Act, which I think, you know, the government might hear say sort of strengthens its hand in bringing in any further restrictions in this area.
Okay, Mary, thanks for explaining it to us. Mary Regan there from the Irish Independent. And as I mentioned, Alwyn Moran is with us too, child neurological developmental therapist. So Alwyn, do you welcome this news that Simon Harris is now saying that a social media ban for children under the age of 16 must be given serious consideration?
Oh, absolutely. It's like music to my ears, to be perfectly honest with you, because really, when we really take into consideration everything that's going on in our adolescents and our young people's worlds, particularly in their brains are just not functional enough to be able to navigate the constant bombardment of social media online. We see so much research now emerging in terms of altered structural patterns in the brain, different regions that are now kind of, you know, over networked as opposed to being pruned. It's just a massive kind of knock-on effect, really. And we just only have to look at the, I suppose, the emotional and mental health of our teenage population now to this actually is not a really good thing at all.
Consistent. But
you know,
you know yourself, you know, when you talk about bans, particularly in relation to technology and social media, they often don't work when there are children involved because they will find a way around it.
They will. And it's not to abdicate the responsibility of parents as well. You know, we really have to, as Simon Harris says, we have to have a full 360 approach to this. Parents have to step in. And they have to actually now understand, educate themselves on the impacts on their brain and what's actually happening in their child's brain, because this is the most vulnerable age, bar the first 3 years of life. And whatever is happening here, you know, I always say it's almost like renovating a house and throwing a party at the same time. So, you know, you've got all the scaffolding around and the wires pulled out and everything, you know, you're just trying to put in some good foundations and structure, and then you decide to have a big party. That's actually what's going on in our adolescents' brains.
Mm-hmm.
The foundations and structures aren't there to support it. So we need parents to step in as well as government controls.
And Alwyn, what age group is particularly vulnerable here? Are you more concerned about the tweens, that the ones that are sort of 11 and 12, or is it the people who are right in the middle of those teenage years?
It's from, I would say, kind of from 10 years onwards that this brain is particularly, you know, susceptible because of all of this structural remodeling. But you know, really up to 16, the prefrontal cortex, which is our break, it's our filter, and it helps with our impulse control. It's not developed until we're 25. So it is still maturing. Our emotional centers are still maturing. So by putting it at 16, I think is a very reasonable age. You know, at 16 onwards, you can reason more with children. They are less emotionally triggered. So, yeah, definitely anything below the age of 16 is an area of concern.
Mm-hmm. So a social media ban is what Simon Harris is talking about. Would you prefer to be discussing a smartphone ban?
Controversially, I'm going to say absolutely yes. And my heart broke when I saw 94% of 8 to 12 year olds have their own phone.
Yeah, it's so high, isn't it? It's astonishing.
Yes. Yeah. And I love the piece where Simon Harris, you know, in that article says self-regulation is now not on the table anymore. To be honest, self-regulation for children should never have been on the table. As I've just said there, our prefrontal cortex, which is the area that helps with self-regulation, isn't in like fully mature state until they're 25. We as adults should not be putting the onus on our children to regulate themselves. It is absolutely just shocking that we could consider doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we know if we put them in front of some junk food, they would eat it until they couldn't eat anymore. They just can't self-regulate. We've got to teach them, we've got to help them, and we've got to be their prefrontal cortex until it's wired in.
Okay, well, let's see what emerges from this conversation that has been started now. We know the minister responsible, Patrick O'Donovan, has asked his officials to review what is happening in Australia, as Mary Regan explained to us earlier. Alwyn, thanks very much for being with us. That's fascinating. Alwyn Moran there, who's a child neurological development therapist. Coming up next, we're going to be finding out all about those reselling websites, the places you go to sell the stuff that you don't want anymore for cash.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.